AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Supporters were outside the courthouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty of all the counts against him.
Right off, Kyle! You earned this. Kyle, Mrs. Rittenhouse, you keep your head up high.
The charges include two counts of murder in Kenosha during a night of protest last summer. President Biden says he stands by what the jury said. Defense attorney Mark Richards responded.
President Biden said some things that I think are so incorrect and untrue. He's not a white supremacist. I'm glad that he at least respects the jury verdict. And if the government had any information regarding his cell phone or anything, that he had been to any of those websites or been online doing that kind of stuff, it would have been introduced in evidence.
Rittenhouse, a former police youth cadet, says he went to Kenosha to protect property from rioters. There is a lockdown at Hinckley High School in Aurora, Colorado. Police say two people were shot in the parking lot there. The shooting comes after six students from another Aurora high school were shot and injured Monday at a park near their school. Advisors at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention voted to support expanding coronavirus vaccine boosters to all adults. This is advisor Sarah Long.
It does make sense, and it is reasonable at this time for us to facilitate an individual being able to make the decision, the choice of benefit versus risk.
There is a rise in the number of coronavirus cases, and experts fear it could snowball into a winter surge as millions travel for the holidays. Thanksgiving is less than a week away.
Yes.
President Biden is pardoning two turkeys in the holiday spirit.
Peanut butter and jelly. I have to admit to you, my wife doesn't like me admitting it. That's what I like for lunch.
This is AP News. Scientists are mystified as Africa avoided a coronavirus disaster.
When the coronavirus first emerged last year, many feared the pandemic would sweep across Africa, killing millions. Although it's still unclear what COVID-19's ultimate toll will be, that catastrophic scenario has yet to materialize. Scientists emphasize that obtaining accurate COVID-19 data, particularly in African countries with patchy surveillance, is extremely difficult, and warn that declining coronavirus trends could easily be reversed. Some researchers say the continent's young population, in addition to the lower rates of urbanization and tendency to spend time outdoors, may have spared it the more lethal effects of the virus so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Austria announced a national lockdown and a plan to mandate vaccinations as coronavirus infections hit a record high, forcing the government to walk back promises that strict shutdowns were a thing of the past. Ed Donahue, AP News.